The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Chapter 20, Text 97 through 100, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in October of 1966 in New York.
Sarupa Madhujjai Sarja Bhakti Rasasrayam Tatvam Sanatanaya Isha Kripayaupadidesha Sa Krishna Sarupa. Now, Sanatana Goswami is setting an instruction and lesson from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the subject matter of instruction that is described here by the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita? The subject matter is Krishna Sarupa. What is the actual position of Krishna? Krishna Sarupa Madhujya. And what is the special attractiveness of Krishna? Madhujya. Krishna Sarupa Madhujya Aisharya. And what are the opulences of Krishna? Bhakti Rasasrayam, and all these, what is Krishna? What is the special qualification for attraction? And what is his opulence? These three things can be understood through devotional service, by no other means. Just like I have several times cited the example that if you want to be in confidence of a great personality, then you must satisfy him by your service. You cannot understand a big man by your speculation, even in this material world. If you want to know a big man, what he is, then you must satisfy him by your service, attitude, by friendship, by love, and he will disclose to you what he is. So the same process is bhakti rasastra. If you want to know what is Krishna, what is his opulence, what is special feature for attraction, then you should try to understand through this devotional service of Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita also the Lord says that Bhaktya Mama Vijanati. Bhaktya Mama Vijanati Tattata. Javan Jashani Tattata. In another place, the Lord says that to understand me, actually what I am, is very difficult. Manushanam sahasresu kasijyata tisiddhaya. Out of many millions of human beings, somebody tries to make a perfection of his life. Otherwise they are all working jai, cats and dogs, that's all. Simply, ahara nidra bhaya mulsa. They have no other information. Work hard, eat and be merry and enjoy. And have making, that's all. So, out of millions and millions of persons like this, engaged in animal propensities of life, only a few persons, selected persons, because the illusory energy has grabs us under her clutches very tightly. To get out of the clutches is very difficult. So, somehow or other, a few people out of many millions and thousands, they come to the understanding that what is the real perfection of life. Now, those who are actually perfected, out of them, out of millions of them, one can understand Krishna. That is a statement of Bhagavad Gita. Manushanam sahasresu kaschid yatati siddhaye Jatatamati Siddhyanam. Siddhyanam means those who have already achieved perfection. Out of them. Not these imperfect fools. Those who are actually attain perfection, they can understand what Krishna is actually. Tattva. And that actual position can be understood in another place in Bhagavad Gita it says, Bhaktya Mama Vijana. What he sees actually, that can be understood by this devotional service. Not a process. Not a process will help. To understand Krishna, you can, by other processes, you can achieve some other thing. But if you want to know Krishna, then you have to understand through your devotional service. Bhaktyamana vijanati javan jachyam tattataha as I am. Tato maang tattato gyatva. So you will have entrance into the spiritual kingdom, into the abode of Krishna, when you have perfectly, though we cannot understand perfectly, but as far as possible, as far as you have got the capacity, if we understand Krishna as he is, then the entrance will be there. Otherwise there is no entrance. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatana Goswami about Krishna through devotional service. This instruction is very important. You should very carefully hear and if possible note. This is directly the instruction, just like Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is directly instructing Arjuna. But in the Bhagavad Gita, there are many phases of instruction, fruitive action, philosophical speculation, and yoga system, and jnana system, all kinds of different paths. Ultimately, of course, Lord Krishna instructed him that sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. That is the most confidential part. But here, Lord Chaitanya, he is not instructing any superfluous thing. So that is the blessings of Lord Chaitanya. Even what Krishna could not give, what Krishna could not, Krishna hesitated to give. Because Krishna hesitated that if I speak in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja, people would not accept it. There was no necessity of describing Bhagavad Gita in so many phases of instruction. Because the last instruction, most confidential instruction was that you give up everything and just surrender unto me. That is the actual instruction of Bhagavad Gita. But that was not spoken in the beginning. Because there are many phases of human being. There are different stages of. So, for their different stages, karma, jnana, yoga, so many things they have been discovered. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mercy is that he directly gives this highest instruction. What Krishna could not give, but Krishna Chaitanya, or Krishna in his incarnation as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave up. Therefore, he is considered the most magnificent, charitable personality, man of charity. Rupa Goswami offered his respect, that Namo Mahabadana, you are the greatest magnificent personality, Namo Mahabadana, Krishna Prema Pradaya. You are directly offering Krishna, which is very difficult for you. It is very difficult to understand. So many scholars, so many philosophers, so many great personalities, they could not understand Krishna. But your mercy is so broad that you are directly offering Krishna. Therefore, Mahabadana. Krishna prema pradaya. Directly you are giving Krishna love of Krishna. So, Sanatana Goswami, in this way, directly receive instruction from Lord Chaitanya about bhakti yogam. What is bhakti? Tattam sanatanaya isha kripaya bodhidesha isha. Isha means the Lord, supreme controller. So, he is also there, just like Arjuna. Receive instruction directly. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami also receives instruction directly from the Supreme Lord. Now, here, how to receive instruction? That is given by example by Sanatana Goswami. Tave Sanatana Prabhu Charane Dharya Daina Vinati Kare Dante Srina Laya. Sanatana Goswami very humbly fell down on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and most humbly he submitted. What is that submission? Nich jati nich sangi patit adham kubishay kupe pari gwainu jana. My dear sir, I wasted my time in simply sense gratification. That is my qualification. And I belong to the lowest caste. Nich jati, nich sangi. And my association is also of the lowest type. And potit, I am fallen and I am the lowest of all. This is my qualification. Now, why is submitting himself a nich jati? Nich jati means those who are born in low, lower families, they are called Nidhyas. They are Sudras, or less than the Sudras. According to Vedic system, the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they are higher caste. And the Sudras, they are lower caste. And less than Sudra, they are lowest. So, Sanatana Goswami, actually he belongs to the Brahmin family. His forefathers belong to the Saraswat Brahman. There are different sects, Gaura Brahman and Saraswat Brahman. So, Saraswat Brahman, actually, they belong to the Aryan, Aryavarta, the Punjab side and Kashmir side. They are considered high-class Brahmin. So, he belongs to that community. But, somehow or other, their forefathers, I mean, to make their domicile in Bengal. Because they had some property in Bengal. They are very rich aristocratic family. And this Sanatana Goswami accepted ministership in the Mohammedan kingdom. So, in those days, amongst the Brahmin community, if any Brahmin would accept service, he becomes at once a Sudra. He becomes at once because service is meant for the Sudra, not for the Brahmin, Kshatriya and Vaishya. They would never accept anybody's obligation as service. They will starve. That was the principle. Only the Sudras could accept service. So, because the Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami accepted government office, although it was government office, but it was service. So they were outside the Brahmin community. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, at that time, social condition was very strict. You have heard the name of Rabindranath Tagore. They are also in that way. Ostracized. Yes. They are out of Brahmin community. They also belong to the Brahmin community. So, therefore, he is presenting himself that Nijjati. Nijjati. I am lower caste. Why? Like Nij Sangi. Because my associates are Nij. My associates are Mohammedan. They are not Brahmins, they are not highly qualified. Because my associates are lower, so I am lower also. And for this, I have fallen down from the standard of my paternal position. For this, I am fallen, adham. And adham means I am the lowest of the human beings. So, of course, because Sanatana Goswami was under certain conditions, it is not simply particularly for the Sanatana Goswami. Everyone, unless he is conscious of his position, that he is the lowest, he cannot become the highest. One should not think while approaching spiritual master, one should not be puffed up with his so-called qualifications. He should be a blank slate. That is it. That is the requirement. He should forget that whatever nonsense he had learned, he should forget. Otherwise, there will be no benefit by approaching spiritual master. He should forget. If he keeps his personality, I believe, I cannot, there is no necessity. With such nonsense things, nobody should approach a spiritual master. One should become a blank slate. That is the instruction here. I am fallen, I am the lowest, and I am lower born. So many things are good qualifications. This is my position. Nature. And kubishaya kupepari guayanu jana. I have now wasted my time simply by sense gratification. Vishaya means ahara nidra bhayamaitun. These are called vishaya. Objects of sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, making and depending. These are called vishaya and we are engaged only how to eat very nicely, how to sleep very nicely, how to give me protection, and how to have nice making. This is our business. So, Sanatana Goswami says that I have simply wasted my time in this way. And my position is this. So, therefore, actually, apanar hitahit kichui nahi jani. Because I am so much fallen, because I have wasted my time in sense gratification, because I am ostracized, because my association is so lower, therefore my position is that I do not know what is actually beneficial to me. Apanar hitahit kichui nahi jani. Now, Sanatana Goswami was minister, educated, he was a learned scholar in Parsi and Sanskrit. So, how it is that he is placing himself in that way? Imitating something, such humbleness, but actually he was not. Actually he was so. A devotee does not say anything falsely unless he feels. He feels himself like that. Why does he feel? He was educated. He belonged to the Brahmin aristocratic family. His association was all nawabs and jamindars aristocratic family. And still he says like this. Why? What is the defect that he felt like that? Now he is expressing. Apanar hitahit kichu nahi jani. I do not know what is actually beneficial to me. I am thinking that if I am posted in a service like this, and if I have got some aristocratic association, I have got some arrangement for sense gratification, that is materialism. So I have wasted my time in that way. But actually I do not know what is beneficial to me. So, Brahma Bhavahaya Pandit Tai Satya Mane. In the Indian system, a Brahmin is addressed as Pandit. Perhaps you know, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. Although he had no Brahminical qualification, but because He was born in a Brahmin family. So this title was Pandit. Pandit, a Brahmin is addressed as Pandit. A Kshatriya is addressed as Thakur. And a Vaishya is addressed Shethji, a rich man. The Vaishyas are generally very rich men. Whereas, as you have in your country, the Rockefeller, Carnegie and Ford. Similarly, in our country you have got many rich men, just like Billard, Dalmia, Bangar, and so many. So they are called Shethji. So Shethji, Thakurji and Panditji. And the Shudras are called Mahajan. Because if they are called Shudra, they will be angry. And Mahajan means great personality. So these are some etiquette for addressing different communities. Among the different communities, although there are such classifications, still there was no enmity. They live in village, although in their position, but the relationship was very friendly. Just like brothers. Just like brothers, actually. Because the culture was religion, culture was this Krishna consciousness. So they depended on the culture. There was no provincialism. Because they depended on culture. The culture is the thing. The Krishna consciousness, speech can. Even there are materially so many high and low classification. When you come to this culture, Krishna consciousness, they will be all in the same level. So he said, the Gramma Babahare Pandit. And as a matter of social etiquette, I am addressed as Pandit. Pandit means learned. Learned scholar, he is called Pandit. Pandita Samadarshana. He has read in the Bhagavad Gita. Pandit means he sees everything on equal eye. Why? Because he is Brahmin, he has known what is Brahma. And what are these living entities, he has got that knowledge. That is called Pandit. So, Sanatana Goswami had no such knowledge. At least he is pretending like that. So, he said, the Gramma Vavahare Kahaya Pandit. By social etiquette, I am addressed as Pandit. But, Sai Sottamani, and I also accept that I am Pandit. If somebody falsely calls me that your majesty. So it is an insult. It is not honoring him. I am an ordinary man. If somebody calls me your majesty. So a man who has no qualification, if he realizes that way, that is an insult. But we are so much fool that if somebody calls me your majesty, I can feel, okay, I am majesty. Yes? I am his minister. That is our nature. If some false qualifications are awarded to me, I shall be very glad to accept it. I shall think, yes. So Sanatana Goswami said that actually I am not Pandit because I do not know what is my benefit, what is beneficial to me. I do not know the goal of my life. I simply wasted my time in sense gratification. I do not know. And still, people say, you are Pandit, and I accept it. Just see my position. This is blank slate, admitting that I am fool number one. But people say, I am learned, and I accept it. This is our nature. This is called illusion. He'll never think that I am fool number one. He'll always think, who can be greater than me? I can think myself. Why? What is the necessity of a spiritual master? I can become a religious leader. I can become such and such. This is our mentality. So this mentality should be sacrificed first before going to a spiritual master. First of all, you have to select who can be your spiritual master? That requires some knowledge, or you have to behave with a person to understand whether he is fit to become my spiritual master. Then you should offer yourself to be a student. That is the process. Not that all of a sudden you shall go to a person, oh, please accept me as my student. No. You should first of all try to understand whether he is actually fit. Oh. Then offer you. So just like Sanatana Goswami, when he first saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not offer himself. But when he heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he understood, yes, it's a very nice thing, so I should now retire from service, and I should wholly devote to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to let his very lucrative job, ministership, and just like a very poor man, he approached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he blessed him, submitting himself as blank slate, that these are my qualifications. Please accept me. Thank you.